You're listening to 66.6 FM, Radio TOVH.
Hello, how is?
Hey. I could see you before, but mine just like...
didn't want to work.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, dog shit. I actually can, because they fucked up our brand.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we had, like, our... people call them the left-wing government, but then they weren't. They're just, like... they're basically, like, your Democrats.
Yeah. They're more, like, moderate, like, centrist types.
Yeah, they're actually... they're shifting further right, because that's, you know, how it's going with the Overton window and shit. They're, like, trying to, you know, stay in the middle and not piss off any of the corporate, you know, companies that fund all these parties. But, yeah, they, like... implemented a program like fucking over 10 years ago now where they were like, we're going to have the best internet in the world, you know, we're going to finally catch up because Australia has notoriously shit internet because we were running on copper phone lines from like the 1950s, and you know, we're a big country, so they got a lot of ground to cover. It's yeah. You know, so they brought out a thing where they it was called the National Broadband Network, and they were going to put out fiber optic cable to every house in Australia. Like, literally every house.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, the Conservatives were blowing up because it's going to cost money. And, you know, you can't have things costing money. Yeah,
you can't spend money unless it's on guns.
Yeah. Even though it was, like, proven that it was going to have a net benefit for the economy. And anyway, then there was a change of government, like, while it was halfway through being installed.
Oh, fuck.
And the Conservatives went, hey, you know that thing that you wanted? Yeah, we're only going to do... fiber optic cable to like nodes, not everyone's house. So like it's got, they put nodes everywhere. It still costs half as much as what they were going to, but it's 1/10 as fast. So it's like, it's not even good.
Yeah.
From that perspective. And the internet is still shit here because it hits the node and then has to run on copper to most people's houses, but some people manage to get the fiber optic to their house before the changeover. So it's like, it's a complete fucking mess. It's been butchered hard, and yeah, we're just going to have shit internet forever. There's a lot of people who are like, oh, wireless is, you know, going to be the thing anyway, so why does it matter? Why did we waste all that money? And, you know, all the old people didn't want it in the first place because they don't understand the internet, so...
Well, the good news is... forever is only like the next 10 or 15 years. So.
Yeah. if for the remainder of life on Earth, we'll literally have worse internet than like Slovakia. And I'm not even joking. It's like worse than lots of countries that have been notoriously poor for like the last 100 years. And yeah, we're like a OECD fucking developed, whatever, livable, whatever. Just, yeah, total shit fight. So, I didn't manage to get fiber to the house. And now you can, like, pay to have it installed from the node to your house with, like, a private company. But it costs, like, something ludicrous, like $15,000 or something. So
Jesus,
it's like, no.
Christ.
Yeah, just dumb shit. They tried to privatize it all because Rupert Murdoch and Telstra wanted to own... they didn't want the government to own the infrastructure for the fiber optic network. So it was, like, a big... corporate influence thing where they're like, yeah we want people to pay, can't have services paid for by your tax. So
well, joke's on you, Rupert, you dead bitch.
Did he die? I'm legit having a party when he dies.
Am I getting confused with someone else?
Yeah, I think you are.
Damn.
You're thinking of like the
joke's on me. Coach. Fuck.
Yeah, I've been saying it for like 10 years. I'm literally like, I haven't drank for fucking
not,
3 years or something.
He's not gonna like, die. Like,
I'm gonna get completely wasted and have a mad piss up when that fuckwit dies. It's not gonna change anything in the world because he's got multiple offspring and all these, you know, he's built an empire of right wing ghouls that are gonna take over and do his bidding for him. But you know, it's like, I'll still be happy when he's not breathing my air. Fucking scumbag. You seen photo? There was a photo of him online not long ago of him like getting carried out of the fucking ocean at some French beach. He literally is rotting on the inside. Like, And you know he's a billionaire, so it's like he's got the best medical and physical care possible, and he still looks like he's just being held together by,
It's amazing that you can have that much money and look like that, like, that horrible.
It has to be the only reason he's still breathing.
Is it just, like, poorly prioritizing your funds? Like, because, I mean, Keanu Reeves is, like, 60 years old and looks like he hasn't aged. And he has a shitload of money. Yeah. Like,
yeah,
he's clearly spending it on, like, staying fresh.
Yeah, well, it's all those, all the training he has to do for John Wick to keep him in shape. Yeah. And we'll find out in 10 years that he's been drinking orphan blood on Little St. James Island. So that'll be a sad day when Keanu gets old.
I refuse to believe it'll happen. We'll definitely all
over that. Hopefully. I bought John Wick 3 the other day. Just on 4K, like, we went and saw it at the movies with a mate, and I was like, I still want to just buy it again, I don't care, like, fuck it, I like those movies.
Yeah.
And I was, like, explaining to the missus, like, when that, the knife fight.
The
like,
best part.
Just the amount
best
of times. Part of the film. I think that and the book.
Yes.
I was saying to her, like, how many times I just burst out laughing, like, I'm not a gore fan, but just the sheer ridiculousness of it was just like made me burst out laughing in the cinema like 3 or 4 times just seeing the
I was overjoyed like anytime someone threw a knife and it just like bounced off and they're like turning their shoulder like you do whenever you're playing dodgeball like no
I don't know if I like it better than 2 but it's definitely like right up there. They're going all out with it, like that whole like scene in, was it fucking Morocco or something? It's like just taking him all over the world. It's
why not?
It's basically just like the Baba Yaga James Bond version. Like do you reckon they'll do like a Halle Berry spin-off? Is that what they're trying to pitch? Because I know they tried that with James Bond when they had Halle Berry come in like the really shitty last Pierce Brosnan one. She was like this character called Jinx, and she was like, you could see they were trying to pitch a spin-off if it took off, but the movie sucked, so it didn't.
They should give it to her just to make up for Catwoman.
Yeah, that's a good point.
just give her Oscar. Own like sick John Wick movie where she's murdering a bunch of people with her dogs.
Yeah, the dogs were cool. I think that's a good call.
Everyone should have their own John Wick movie. Like, like let's just reanimate Jim Varney. We give Jim Varney a John Wick movie.
Is that the dude from Ernest?
Yeah.
Is that who you're talking about? Yeah, fuck yeah. Like, he voiced the dog on Toy Story, right?
Yep, Slinky Dog.
Yeah. I had this conversation with my wife. I was trying to explain to her who he was, and I was like, it's the fucking voice, because we heard a voice that was similar to his. I'm like, it's got to be him. And then I looked it up, and I forgot that he was, like, dead. I was like, God damn, it's not him. Fuck. So there's someone else out there who's just ripped his voice off and is doing their best.
Just Varney.
Jim Varney. Yeah. Maybe get them to voice the hologram. They seem to be doing it pretty well.
Just every time he like stabs someone, hey Vern.
we'll leave this bit in. So if you haven't guessed by now, you're listening to Riff Raff. We do an introduction every 5 episodes maybe when we remember. We'll listen to and play new music released during the week or the week before or whatever, and talk about 90s movies for some reason, because that's how old we are.
This is Varney talk.
And that's what's important in life, is 90s movies, not metal. Metal's a joke.
Honestly,
Ernest is real shit.
Like, I'd rather hang out with Ernest fans than metal fans, I think. Like,
for real. you know they're probably going to be pretty chill.
Unless my favorite Ernest movie is Ernest Goes to Africa, because I haven't seen it in a while. But I feel like it's extremely problematic.
Guaranteed. When did he die? It couldn't have been like it must have been after the 90s.
Late 90s, I think, early 2000s.
Okay, yeah. So it was before people actually like thought about you know, cultural appropriation and being offensive to just people,
yeah,
in general. The joke took precedence over humans.
Not worth it for Ernest Goes to Africa.
Yeah. Even like the second Ace Ventura movie was like a bit like, oh, come on, guys. Like, this is a bit fucked up.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah. There's some, like, I watched it a year or two ago. I was like, it's still funny, but it's still like, come on. Like, this is, now, this is a bit on the nose now.
It's funny with a whole lot of yikes.
Yeah, so what have we got this week? We've got a lot of black metal this week.
Yeah.
Which is uncommon for us, because we typically play death metal at least every week. This might be the first week where we haven't played something specifically death metal.
We're out of our element here.
Yeah.
Adept.
But yeah, it's not like neither of us listen to black metal, but I don't know, I've been kind of bored with it for a while, to be honest. It was never really my thing growing up, and then I only got into it in the last, like, 5-6 years kind of thing, and then my interest in it has definitely waned over the last year or two, but every now and then you get a couple of records that pop up that are, you know, kick-ass and deserve talking about. We've got a few of them today. And then we've got a weird one at the end. We've got a weird Matt... Well, we'll leave that weird fucking experimental shit till the end, because
yeah,
we don't want to scare off everyone, really.
Gonna go out on a wild note.
Yeah. So first we've got a track from Ancient Emblem, a band I'd never heard of before this week. They put out an album on Alert Anti-Fascia Records, that Spanish leftist collective. The album's called Funeral Pyre, and the track we're going to play is Farewell. It's kind of got that, like, did you get a chance to listen to this one?
Yeah. It's a really good, like, furious black metal.
Yeah, it's a bit of a mix too.
Yeah,
it's got like the Emperor, you know, Graffiti, second wave squally melodic shit with some, yeah, like some of that dread laden black and doom like gloam.
Yeah.
And then there's, I noticed on some of the tracks there's a bit of like crusty D beat shit thrown in for good measure, so yeah, it's pretty diverse. And yeah, it's a good album overall. Yeah, like I said, it's out now. I'm not sure actually where they're from. Yeah, we'll play the track Farewell now. We'll be right back.
googled Ancient Emblem to try and see where they were from, and it just brought up a whole bunch of RuneScape shit.
Yeah. It's probably not good SEO for them. They should have spelt it with like a V in there or something. Or
they're at least still first page.
Yeah, if you go to their Bandcamp, the album price is like 666 fucking euro dollars or something,
yeah.
Because they obviously have a deal with Alert Anti-Fascia, who like promoting the record. So
yeah,
I don't mind that label. Like, they've obviously got a niche that they're trying to promote in, which is always a tough thing to do. But they typically get some pretty good stuff, and they're not just like getting everything. They're it's pretty spread out too, genre-wise. It doesn't seem to be restricted to even just metal. There's a lot of stuff on there that's grabbed my attention. Yeah.
No, this is the first time I've heard of them.
Oh, really? I think they're Spanish. I'm not sure. But they only started up in the last couple of years, I think. Yeah, it's always good having like a source that does the scout work for you, that are like, yeah, this band isn't scum. We've done the homework. We wouldn't sign them otherwise. Like, I know there's been a lot of shit. Like, black metal's got a fair bit of chud action going on in it, but like, and it seems to be like a common joke that like leftist metal isn't good, and I kind of resent that, because if you look at like the history of metal, there's so many fucking albums, and like the whole genre almost was like in the 80s and 90s, when, you know, the golden days was like most bands were like anti-nuclear, anti-war,
yeah,
anti-fucking corporate corruption, anti-racism, anti-theocracy, you know, like pro-environment, pro-protest. It's like, it seems like the reactionaries have just crept into the scene, and they're like trying to claim it as if like there's no good leftist metal. It's like, have you not heard of fucking like Bolt Thrower or Napalm Death or fuck all of the golden era of thrash, like Sepultura and Creator and shit?
Fuck, Nuclear man. Assault.
Even Metallica were like kind of left leaning up until
up through the like Black Album. I mean, fucking And Justice for All.
Yeah,
the whole goddamn album.
And like, you know, you fucking Sabbath, like the War Pigs, for fuck's sake. Like, the genre started in a fairly left leaning, you know, you could say it's libertarian, but yeah, even these days you got like Gojira, Cattle Decap, fucking even Lamb of God are like left leaning. It's like, don't come out with this bullshit that like left metal sucks and it's not popular. This anyway, that was my rant. I was just thinking about that today while I was listening to the thing. It's like, you see so many dickheads online now that are just like, oh, all leftist metal sucks. It's like, yeah, some of the red anarchist black metal is a bit like derivative or generic sounding, but like, yeah, when you take it in context of the whole genre, it's like they got nothing. So
they just think like the most explicit, like in your face example, you know, like Neckbeard Death Camp, you know, like, oh, that's
meme sort of,
that's leftist, you know.
Yeah,
if it's if I have to like look beyond whatever the fucking song title is, like into it, and, you know, who knows what it could be. Like,
it will just ignore all of the crossover scene, or like
crossover never happened.
Yeah, it's like those people that like the same kids who were listening to Rage Against the Machine back in the day and still have like Rage Against the Machine shit, who like go on Twitter and yell at Tom Morello for being a communist. It's like, did you not see every album has like a fucking a black flag with a red star on it, for fuck's sake, you idiot. Like, come on. What have we got next? Sun Worship, another black metal band that I was kind of unfamiliar with. I'd seen their logo because I think I follow the artist who does their logo.
Okay.
But I'd never listened to them before. Hans did a review for the site yesterday. I thought I'd check out the album. It's got a pretty cool cover, so I was like, yeah, all right, give it a go.
I remember seeing their last one a lot like pop up a lot whenever it was released, but I just never gave it a spin for whatever reason. But I dug this.
Sun Worship doesn't really sound like a black metal band name either. I suppose, unless you thought it was going to be like atmospheric black metal or something, I don't know. Sounds like one of those sludgy stoner rock type names.
Right.
But yeah, this one's kind of diverse too, the album. It's even got some like dungeon synth fucking interludes on there. And
yeah, give me that dorky Morbid Angel shit.
Hans was kind of ambivalent towards the record. He didn't want to leave a rating, and I kind of know why. Like, there was, it definitely has its ups and downs. There's parts that sort of play on for a bit longer than like I'd like them to, but I kind of have an attention problem, I guess. I don't know. Or maybe I just look for any excuse to not buy an album, because I'm like, oh yeah, I'm not going to buy this because of that one bit that was kind of
searching for flaws.
Yeah. You've got to be critical. But yeah, there's the parts that work really well. And the track we're going to play, Devoured, is the third track. And that one was the standout for me. It kicks ass the whole runtime. The album's out now, and I'll put a link down below so you can pick it up and read Hans's like actual review rather than us two just like going, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I liked it. So yeah, here's Sun Worship with Devoured. We'll be right back.
just makes me think of Devoured by Vermin. Like, I've just got fucking Corpse Grinder going, "Devoured!" stuck in my head now.
I don't even
now.
Know that. Is that an early Cannibal Corpse song?
It's... What the fuck? Vile was, like, their fifth album?
Okay.
Their first Corpse Grinder album.
Wait, what? Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, about, what's his name? 6 Feet Under guy. I don't know. He's got the shitty dreadlocks. I don't care what his name is.
Chris Barnes. When I got into metal, I, like, Napster and all that shit was still around, or, no, Napster came out not long after I got into metal, I think. So it would have been Napster or LimeWire, one of those shitty fucking platforms. And I was like, yeah, me and my friend were just learning guitar, you know, we're in like year 7 or year 8 at school, so like, you know, 13 years old or something, and I was like blown away by 6 Feet Under covering AC/DC. It was like Back in Black or fucking something, like, you know, it was like one of their graveyard classics. I was like, hey man, check this out, I've got this thing off like Napster off the internet, and it's like this metal, death metal band doing Akadaka, and I was like, what the fuck, this is so, listen to it now, it's like, this is so bad, how the fuck did we listen to this? But it was just like the novelty of hearing a song you'd heard a million times, like with this Cookie Monster, like, yeah, it was fucking hilarious.
The sound of rotting dreadlocks laid over it.
Yeah, I know, we know you listen to the show, Chris, so, Do another one. Do some Van Halen. That'd be cool.
I don't think I've ever heard a 6 Feet Under song. I hope I keep it that way.
I had one. I remember having the graveyard, like all the songs, like, you know, you used to just tick the box of the songs you wanted, so I wouldn't even get the whole album. Just get the songs I'd heard of. Just like Akadaka and, you know, Black Sabbath or whatever, and then it's like, I think I got one of their tracks. And that, I just remember having that. And I was like, what is this cover of? This is not a good one.
They covered the sounds of trash cans.
Yeah, and it's in like 64 kilobytes per second because I'm like, oh, I've got to save our dial-up internet.
I want to download this as fast as I can.
Yeah, I've got to save all the data I can so I can go on ICQ later on and chat with friends from school. What do we got next? More black metal.
6 Feet Under.
We needed 6 Feet Under covering Abyssal Vacuum. That would be fucking... So, was it on our first show? I don't know. Actually, it might have been on
Haven't we covered Abyssal Vacuum every week? Every week, there's something prolific. New.
Yeah.
I keep seeing it pop up and I'm like... No, I've already listened to this. And it's like, no, it's just, they've got something new out. What?
I'm fucking gaslighting you.
Yeah. Are you fucking kidding me?
Every week I'm just going to put it in now. Just a different track.
I would have no idea. I'd be like, what the hell?
Them and Teeth. I think they're the only bands we've played more than one song of. So I'll just keep putting them in just to, like, give you the Groundhog Day shit.
Your favorite band is releasing albums once every 6 years. Abyssal Vacuum's out here doing it every 6 minutes.
Yeah, this one popped up today. Comes out on December 1st. It's another 3-track. I think they've all been 3-track EPs, which is cool. I said today, I'm happy if that's a band's MO to just, like, you know, do a 3-track EP every 6 months. That's, like, that's fine. Especially if you're like this kind of black metal where it's like, honestly, I don't even know if you'd be able to get down with, you know, more than 45 minutes of this in a row, because it kind of fucks you up. It makes me feel like I've taken some sort of drug.
Abyssal Vacuum, they've learned from death metal over the past couple of years. Death metal has realized, like, hey, 35 minutes is perfect. Like,
yeah.
We don't need to go longer than that. So all the super kick-ass death metal albums from the past couple of years have been right in that, like, 35, 36-minute range.
Yeah. I remember when I first started like reading and writing for the site, Master Lord used to talk about anything over 45 minutes, like even if it was black metal or whatever, he would just shit can it. He's like, no, you should not do this. And then we had a record swap, and he sent me an album that went for like, I think it was like 55 minutes or something. And I was like, what's going on here? And he's like, oh, if it's good, you know, it's good. You can.
That's true. There are, like, Neurosis and Inner Arma are my like two immediate exceptions. But I see stuff that's over 45 minutes, and I'm like,
guys.
We'll see. That new new Bukhari like does all right at 55 minutes. Like, I really like that album, but it's still like, let's trim that down a little bit.
I still haven't listened to that because they sent it to us in WAV files.
Okay.
Instead of MP3. So it's like each song, the album promo was like half a gig. So I was like, it took a while to download, and then I'm like, I typically listen to music on my phone at work to catch up on what I'm, you know, because I've got fuck work. I don't want to think about work, so I'll just like put music on, and it's like I can't justify spending the space
half a gig on your phone.
Half a gig. I would have to delete a bunch of other albums that I already know that are good, and I'm like, nah, I can't, guys. So I'm gonna have to get into my program and shunt it all down to like 320 kilobytes just to listen to the fucking album.
It's worth it. It's a really good album.
I might have to look for it. It'd be up on Bandcamp now. I might just like stream it. Yeah. Yeah, you can get away with doing a long album too. Like, I think if you're like Obsequiae and you've got like every second or third track is like a 2 minute harp interlude, I'm fine with that. If you've got 35 minutes of bangers and then
if you're
20 minutes of harp,
Chris Christos, and you've got 2 hours of music and then an hour and a half of interludes.
Yeah, that's taking advantage of the listener.
God, I was so excited for their last album, and they're like, oh, it's like 2.5 hours long, and I was like, what the fuck, are you kidding me? How?
Why? It was like that Shamash or whatever, and he did the triple fucking album like in one release. It's like, man, you could add 6 years worth of music there,
right? Like, drip feed that shit, like, yeah.
So Abyssal Vacuum they've continued on their naming scheme. This track is called 8 VIII Roman numerals.
Something about that album I respect.
Is called
like that's what Mizmor started with, is like, you know, here's 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and then the next release was like 6, 7, 8, then there's a single that's 9. Like,
I feel like maybe we mentioned it on the first show. We're just like, and they might have heard. I don't know. I doubt many podcasts are covering this. So, yeah, we know Maggot Stomp changed their shit for us. So that was cool. So yeah, here's Abyssal Vacuum with VIII, aka 8, or maybe we should just say it.
AKA. The Ocho.
Vi!
Yeah, or V.
We'll be right back.
All right, that was your black metal done. We're we've got some weird shit now. A band called Child Abuse, who are from New York, I believe. I think the boys in was it Purion? They posted about this.
Okay, that makes sense. That explains a lot, honestly. After having listened to this.
I think they just gave us like a heads up and said, "Hey, check this out. It's kind of weird and kind of cool." I'm like, all right. I don't really want to describe it because it's fucked up. It's weird shit.
But yeah, weird. I was like just a minute and a half into the track, and I was like, "This is fucking weird, man."
Just know that, like, while you're listening to it, it might seem fucking bizarre, but within a few minutes, you'll probably have the riff stuck in your head, and you won't understand why or how, because it's almost not even a riff. It's noise. Not that noise, though. Not noise.
Yeah, not harsh noise.
Yeah, they're musicians.
How dare you? How dare you attack my harsh noise wall project on air like this?
Fuck you, noise artist. Sorry, I shouldn't have said artist. I just gave him validation. we'll just read the tags from their Bandcamp because they probably explain more than I probably could possibly manage. So we've got experimental, wolf eyes, amphetamine reptile, anal cunt, flying Luton buckers, fetus, Lydia lunch, math rock, no wave, noise rock, post rock, prog core, Zenny Jeeva, and St. Louis. So yeah, that's their description of their music, which works for me.
Sure.
Extremely colourful album cover. The track we're going to play is called www.nyc.gov/site/finance/pay-now/pay. And the album is called Imaginary Enemy.
That's not the track I listened to.
Oh, it's not? I sent you the wrong one. Trust me, it's all very weird. It's got very bouncy bass, this one.
Yeah.
fantastic song title. I'm going to start trying to drop that into casual conversation.
Can you go to that site for me? Oh, hold on, I'll...
Someone's like, oh, what are you listening to over here? Oh, www.nyc.gov/pay now/pay.
We should...
That's what it was, right?
It says this page is not available. Yeah. It's a New York City government page.
Outdated.
It says you've reached an outdated page.
Boo.
Let's click the office of the mayor and tell him to fix up his page.
I clicked 311, hoping that Amber would play.
Oh, Bill de Blasio came up on my screen. Ew. This is confronting.
Oh,
it
God.
It sucks that I know about him.
Picture of him is haunting.
Yeah, he's a ghoul. Look at him. He looks way too comfortable in his own skin, too. Look at his fucking hands. Look at his body. Fuck this guy. Fuck you.
It's amazing that his hands can look so skeletal, and then his neck looks like he is, like, hiding children inside of it.
I dream of becoming a public servant so I can take creepy fucking skeletal-looking photos.
It's totally fine. Like, it's not a big deal. Like, yeah, let's get the creepiest fucking picture imaginable.
If someone can send this episode to Bill, if you live in New York and you know the governor, or what is he? He's the mayor?
Yeah, I think he's the mayor.
Yeah. So, wait, who's Bloomberg then? Is he, like, the politician who's, like, in charge of New York City? Or is he the state dude? Or is he just a rich cunt?
Hold on, Googling.
Bloomberg. Son of a bitch, Bloomberg. Oh, it's that fucking company. Michael Bloomberg. That's the guy. His middle name is Rubens. What a loser.
I don't know that I've ever actually seen... Okay, yeah, he's the previous mayor before de Blasio. Okay. I've never actually seen a picture of him. I basically have because he's a generic old fucking white guy with a bunch of money. Looks like all the other ones.
Have you seen that meme where they like photoshopped every fucking Democratic and Republican senator their face over the top of each other, and like, and then compared them? It's so fucking weird to look at. Like, it's slightly different, but they're all...
Like, generally generally the same.
Yeah, it's very fucking strange to see. And, like, they've obviously got the opacity, so that's, like, just, you know, 10% on top of 10% on top of 10%, and it makes this freakish, old, white-looking dude. And then you look at the Senate compared to the House, and it's like... They're eerily similar. I think I know Bloomberg from Curb. You know that one where Larry's donating... he's donating something to the city, or like he's doing some charity work, and Ted Danson does the same thing. He donates a charity wing, but Ted decides to remain... No, wait, that's a different episode. Maybe it's the one with Michael J. Fox. And he's at the meeting, and Bloomberg like evicts Larry.
Yeah, I think that's right.
They're probably friends too. That's sad. Mayor Bloomberg as himself. Yeah, okay, that same dude. I hate this guy now.
Awful.
At
least on a Seinfeld, where they had like someone else playing George Steinbrenner for the Yankees. It's like as a horrible fucking caricature of him.
That was Larry, wasn't it? That was the back of Larry's head. Yeah. I haven't rewatched Seinfeld for a long time. They come up on TV every now and then, and I don't know. I never end up watching much more than like 5 minutes of it. It's like you watch enough to realize what episode it is, and then go, oh, yeah. Actually, haven't been watching much TV at all. Devoid of shows to watch.
Well, what better time to get into wrestling?
You're not going to do it.
I'm going to get you into professional wrestling. It's going to happen.
No, I told you, unless the Undertaker and like, unless he starts wearing the hat again, I don't care. So what's that, like 96 or something? It has to go back to then. Bret Hart still kicking around with these Pit Vipers. That's my wrestling.
We've got wrestling dinosaurs now. Okay, this is the future.
Yeah, what?
His name's
wrestling dinosaurs.
His name's Luchasaurus.
Oh yeah, you've told me about him. I thought you meant there was actual like animatronic dinosaurs wrestling or something.
Oh, no.
I was like,
we're not,
that'd be fucking tough.
We're not that far in the future, but getting there, I hope.
I logged onto Twitter to check some to see Metal Twitter, which is something I don't wade into. I was like, I wonder what content we can mine from Metal Twitter. And yesterday I was immediately greeted with your friend's tweet about fucking Event Horizon being better than Jurassic Park, and I just like, I was legit mad. I've seen some bad shit recently, like literal people protesting in the streets, but I was way more angry about that, and I had to log off. I'm like, I can't even mine content on Twitter. I'm just upset about my dinosaur show being compared to Event Horizon.
She's been giving like, me endless shit for it because everyone agreed. Event Horizon was better, and that.
Yeah, that's a scam. That's a scam. It's honestly, no. It's not even as good as Jurassic Park 3 if you're just looking at bad movies that make you laugh.
Absolutely.
That upset me so much I had to log out.
I'm logging out forever. No more internet. It's too much. We gave people too much freedom.
Didn't they announce recently that there's the original three were going to be back in the new Jurassic Park?
Yep.
I wonder how that's going to go.
Poorly, is my guess.
Yeah. They must be paying them a lot. Do Disney own that now? They probably do. Hey?
I assume Disney owns everything.
Yeah. Let's just blame them.
Blame them for everything else.
Yeah.
Christian, and where do you stand the Marvel Cinema?
I don't... I don't like watch them very like
you're not into cape shit.
No, I've seen them all, and my wife like owns them all. I would never choose to put one on of my own volition, except maybe for Thor Ragnarok or Black Panther.
Right.
I think calling things cinema and not cinema is pretentious as fuck anyway.
Well, sucks for you, but that's what I've adopted after seeing the whole Martin Scorsese kerfuffle. After a movie's over, I declare to myself cinema or not cinema.
I think Scorsese's he's definitely got a point, but also the last movie I watched of his was Wolf of Wall Street, and that was fucking that was boring. Like, not boring. It was way too long. That motherfucker needs an editor. And it was just... anyway.
He's not wrong, but also, who fucking cares?
He's just mad, because... I don't know.
One of them had raised... I can't remember who, because there's been so many fucking people weighing in on it, and it's become a whole thing, and I hate it. But, someone had raised a point about, like, they wish, you know, big chain movie theaters would show more independent or experimental stuff, which I agree with. Like, that would be nice, but, you know, the whole point of big chain theaters is you want to make money, so, like, what are you going to do? You know, play fucking The Lighthouse over Avengers Endgame? No. Like,
yeah,
you're gonna cram on as many screens as you can.
And I have a problem with The Lighthouse too. I've heard that it's like shot in fucking black and white, which is fine. You know, I've been watching lots of black and white old shit recently, but like this is a new movie. That's still fine. But they did the vignette thing?
The aspect ratio.
Yeah, and just like it's so it looks like you're looking out of a porthole. I've been in trouble the last few weeks. Well, not in trouble, but like she made a point of saying something last night because I was watching the Rosa Luxemburg movie from, it's like a biopic from like 1986, and it's all in German, you know, so the subtitles. And then I put on it's just been a bunch of like old sort of political stuff, and you know, Jean-Luc Godard and stuff like that. And then last night, just before he went to bed, I had put on Turtles in Time, Turtles 3. And she didn't see me put it on.
Yeah.
So she walked in and she's looked at the screen and she's just seen like a bunch of, you know, really old, like, what is it? What century is it set in?
It's feudal Japan, right?
Yeah. She's just seen a bunch of like samurai warriors walking through, and like, she sort of looked at the screen, then looked at me, and then she kept looking to see what it was, and then she saw like the turtle's foot. She saw their foot first in the sandal, yeah, like the samurai sandals, and she's like, turned around to me, she's like, "What is this?" I was like, "Never you mind." And then like it showed like Raphael and Leonardo wearing the samurai headdress and stuff, and then she's like, "Oh." Oh, what is this? I was like, yeah, it's Turtles 3, Turtles in Time. And she's like, what are you doing? She's like, she was going to say, I was wondering what revolutionary political bullshit you'd put on tonight. And I was like, no, it's the classic Turtles 3.
You should have told her it was Seven Samurai.
It's a Kurosawa remake. Seven tortoises.
Seven turtle boys.
The dude in that, the bad guy, Walker or something, he actually was in a fair few movies. I looked him up on Letterboxd and was like surprised at his catalogue. I was like, oh, this guy's been in some shit, not just Turtles 3. Wonder if this was like the bottom of his career or the start, because I'm gonna look him up later on and find out what he's been in again.
I haven't watched Turtles 3 in forever. I need to do that.
Turtles 3 is better than Event Horizon. Fucking come at me.
Yeah, that's just a fact. That's science.
I still gotta pick up Secret of the Ooze on Blu-ray. I can't find it. I've only got the first and third one. I'm a completionist.
Ooze is the best one. It's got Kevin Nash as Super Shredder.
Wait, what? Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Oh, yeah, okay. Because he's fucking, he's big, big mofo. Yeah, I'm trying to look for that. That's the one that ends in the ninja rap, hey?
Yep.
Yeah. I think I saw that one the most growing up. It's kind of more lighthearted than the first one, too. Have you seen the new ones? The Michael Bay or whoever the fuck did the CGI ones? I haven't seen them.
I haven't seen those.
I kind of refused watching them because of obvious reasons. It's like, don't fuck with my childhood, Michael Bay. You've already ruined Transformers and multiple other things, you fucking loser.
Are you saying Michael Bay is not cinema?
Wait. What's his good movie again? Con Air.
The Rock.
Did you
do Con Air?
Okay. I think. Or Bad Boys. I don't know. He seems like he did Con Air. Did this just drop out?
16th century Japan. Brave men ride into battle, fighting an evil emperor. With their only hope, a golden scepter that can open the gates of time itself. Now, in their darkest hour, come four brave fighters from another time, another place, another species.
You were expecting maybe the Addams Family?
They're back, and they're back in time.
Once before, demons defeated my ancestors. Well, they've come back for me.
Talk about your quantum leap!
My cannons can destroy these monsters, my lord.
Uh-oh, this doesn't bode well.
I love 911.
I have a feeling we're going to be here for a very long time. This is the worst rescue I've ever had.
I think I swallowed a frog. I hope it wasn't an ancestor.
New Line Cinema presents
Allegorama. Shwee!
The Four Greatest Turtles.
Hey, all right, eh?
It's not just a job, it's an adventure.
Ever to go down in history.
It's just your ordinary time travel equal mass displacement kind of thing. Kids.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3.
Help, I'm a turtle and I can't get up.